a letter from John in Middletown, Connecticut the other night. Hello, Mike. I just found out this evening that my only son, who is currently in active duty in the United States Army, is soon headed for Iraq. Now more than ever, we need to stand up and be heard. We need an independent investigation of what led us into this situation. The sooner we citizens in this country are made aware of how we ended up in this mess, the more realistic chance that my son and the other children who are being put in harm's way have of surviving. If more families in this country realized why our children are being sent to Iraq, if more policy and decision makers in Washington, D.C. were aware of how the whole point of a democracy is that the will of the people is paramount, if more journalists and media understood that we need more voices and real answers and not just sound bites that cater to the sponsors, the better the chances that people like my son will return home in one piece and will live normal, healthy lives with families of their own. This phony war affects real people and real families. What a shame it is that those who occupy the White House, those who are supposed to represent us in the House and the Senate, those in our intelligence community whose sole responsibility it is to protect not only our nation, but the citizens of this nation, are incapable of understanding anything other than their hell-bent ideology. It isn't just troops that we are sending over there, it's our children. It's our sons and daughters, it's our brothers, our fathers, cousins, nieces, nephews, our neighbors, and our friends who are living this nightmare. Everything associated with this war in Iraq has been a lie. Let's see to it that the truth comes out. At least the truth will give meaning to why our children are over there. Someone, anyone, step up and demand answers. Please. John in Middletown, Connecticut.